Shannon Sharp. Shannon Sharp. Well, let me pull this up. Shannon Sharp actually responded or gave his opinion of Jason Whitlock based off of what Stephen A. Smith said about Jason Whitlock. And so I figured that I'd go ahead and review that because Shannon Sharp's perspective, in my opinion, was completely separate and different from, and Jason Whitlock responded, right? I believe he played it inside of his recent live stream that he did addressing Shannon Sharp. So I wanted to review that. Again, make sure y'all tap into the Patreon. Link is in the description as well as pinned to the top of the chat. And one of the things that I also want you guys to keep in mind when we go on over this is, are there gatekeepers? Because I'm starting to see a whole 2024 is different a little bit than what I thought it was going to be. It's different because how often do I come to Biloxi? As much as I can, as much as I possibly can. 2024 is unfolding. And you know what it's showing me? It's showing me that every industry, it's not just us on social media. It's not just people fighting and being catty and stuff on social media. Every industry is the same. You know what it's like? High school. None of us actually grow up, or most people don't really grow up from high school. And so you're going to see these bickering and fighting and the Mean Girls Club and gatekeepers and Hollywood, Cat Williams, comedy, they all saying gatekeepers, it's the Mean Girls Club. Sports, it's Skip Bayless, Shannon Sharp, Stephen A. Smith, Chris Broussard, they all Mean Girls Club, right? The internet, every industry, social media, food reviewers, it seems like every single industry is just like high school. It's just like, even if you go into the plant, I see somebody says, yeah, my working at Walmart, my first job, it's the same way. Even if you go into the plant, it's just like high school. If you go into Amazon's, the UPS's, any call center, it's the Mean Girls Club, it's the chick you want to buzz down, it's the jock that take all of the phone calls really fast, that's probably on a fast track to becoming a supervisor. It's the same thing over and over. Yep, the get-along gang, over and over and over and over again. All right, so I want to play this really quickly. I have certain segments in here, so I want to get straight to the part where he addresses Shannon Sharp. All right, here we go.
Rant and beef with me. I want to replay that clip of Shannon Sharp on his show.
Hold on, let me get this. Let me address this. He says, Birdman Fly Guy, this is an interactive show. Birdman Fly Guy says, you a gatekeeper yourself, Anton, because you're getting that Republican money to push their talking points, especially when it comes to black people. Who giving me Republican money? Where? Who donating to my campaign? And who am I signed to? What Republican money? As a matter of fact, I would even go so far as to say I went against the grain. I was the one that they outcasted. I was the one that, listen, I stand on what I said, and I mean what I say. And I just talked to her. I was just texting with her the other day. I'm the one that defended the very thing that everybody was against. I went against everybody. They tried to cancel me for the women. They tried to cancel me for holding down Pearl when I went against every other single YouTuber. Some people turned their backs on me. I'm not going to name them names because that's under the bridge. How am I a gatekeeper when I stood 10 toes down by myself? How am I a gatekeeper? Who am I gatekeeping? Who am I preventing from getting in? I'm trying to figure it out myself. How can I be a gatekeeper on YouTube when I don't have any power to keep anybody from getting inside of the gate? I stand on my own. Only people I need, or the only things I need, is God and my chasers and my people. That's all I need. I just tell it like I see it. Shout out to, well, I'm going to read the super chat shortly. Let me get into this whole thing.
Club Shay Shay or the Nightcap talking about me. And, you know, why he doesn't mess with me and how I can't do what he can do. Play the clip.
Oh, right. I don't mess with it. I don't mess with him. He knows I don't mess with him. He likes to bring my name. You know, Fox tried to feed him some information about this and that, and he threatened. I don't get into all that. I just look. I know who I am. I know what I am. Okay, y'all say all y'all little stuff because, see, the problem that he has with me, see, and this is what a lot of people have that are journalists. You see, I can sit at a desk on ESPN or I did it at Fox, and I can do what they do. Mm-hmm. They could never live in my world. They could never play pro sports. So now, not only could I play sports and I was damn good, I can sit across and I'm more entertaining. I'm more informative. I'm more educational than you. And see, those that...
Did somebody say who else I put on? Boy, I was just on a live stream yesterday on a smaller channel. I support so many smaller... Man, listen. I like entertaining this because I basically created a whole segment here on YouTube. It's 1,000 people that created channels and made a lot of money off of me. It's a lot of people that got bags as a result of me. It's a lot of people that never, you would have never known. You would have never even, as a matter of fact, y'all wouldn't even have known certain channels that I used to be a part of when I had already started getting popping and I already had a platform with over 60,000 subscribers way before I jumped on that platform and I used my platform in order to big them up. It's certain people that you wouldn't even be familiar with if it wasn't for me. It's a lot of people that is now eating good on this YouTube that give me my flowers, so I have no complaint whatsoever. They give me my flowers. They say, yo, Anton, you do this, you do that, you helped us, you gave us the game, and I still support them to this day.
Can do those that can't talk. You see, they can, all they can do is talk. I could do. That irks them. Yeah. It irks them that somebody from rural South Georgia with a lisp that overcame that can do this. It bothered them.
Shout out to Jason Whitlock. He actually came on a platform. Yes, I may have a line or two to him, but that's irrelevant. I'm trying to be objective here. Okay?
So, Shannon Sharpe's position is that I could never do what he do or what he does. I could never live in his world. We could never play professional sports. And he's accurate. But what he doesn't understand is I could never do what he did. And so now that Shannon Sharpe and I are both in our 50s, what he did in his 20s and 30s, it's irrelevant. The things that he did in his 20s and 30s, I think me and Shannon are around the same age. And so when we were in our teenage years and 20s, I could do what Shannon Sharpe did.
I see you love
his teenage years and 20s. I played Division I college football. He played at Savannah State. He was more talented than playing at Savannah State, but because his grades and learning ability were limited at that time, he could only get into Savannah State. And so back when we were younger, I did what Shannon Sharpe did. Now, did I have as much football talent as Shannon Sharpe? Absolutely not. I mean, I never got a sniff of the NFL. No one... I was never an NFL prospect, but neither is Shannon Sharpe now. He's not. He's 50 some odd years old. He's got replaced hips. So it doesn't matter what.
Shannon Sharpe got hip replacement surgery. Shannon Sharpe got, jeez. Yo, Jason Whitlock is the king of throwing shots at people. But I mean, I guess if you say something about him or you return shots about him, then you got to be prepared for it. All this is content creators going after content creators in the same way that content creators go after content creators on a smaller scale. That's all this is.
He used to do. I'm not jealous of him about what he could do, and you know, I could never do.
People saying he do got hip replacements. Jay Johnson, he got both of his hips replaced. So he did get hip replacements. 104 bands each.
Do what he did. He's right. I'm not jealous of that. he doesn't understand that he can never do what I do. And I'm not saying that to brag, but Shannon Sharpe's never going to be a journalist, ever. He has no interest in being a journalist. He doesn't need to be a journalist because journalism's not valued in this space the way that it used to be. And so
I'm not attacking his hips. I'm reacting to what Jason Whitlock said. Jason Whitlock said that he had hip. I didn't know that before Jason said it. Why y'all always get mad at me because I'm listening to what somebody else says and I'm surprised at what they say? He said, yeah, Shannon had both his hips replaced. I thought that was funny because he was throwing a shot. They went off of Jason Whitlock and said that he was fat. And so now he said that Shannon got two hips replaced and now it's all of a sudden it's attack. Now, look, if you are a content creator, then what you say can be held accountable and you can have the right to go back at somebody. I believe that there's rules of engagement. And I don't think that you talk about kids. I don't think you talk about somebody's spouse unless that spouse then comes on there and be a content creator with you, you know, or whatever. I think you attack the talking point and you stay away from the personal so much as far as the things that surround a person. But if they called him a Stephen A. Smith went and called him a fat bastard. I don't think that it's outside of the realm of possibility that this guy can then say, well, Shannon Sharpe got both of his hips replaced.
Oh, it's could I do what Shannon Sharpe does now? Absolutely. I don't want to do it.
Listen, Jason, I agree with a lot of your talking points. I'm going to say that is a cap. I'm going to say without a doubt, I do not believe that Jason Whitlock can do what Shannon Sharpe does. I don't believe it. Nope. Listen, it's a lot of things that I agree with Jason Whitlock on. But if I'm just going to absolutely, positively be real, and I have to be real, respectfully, no, you cannot do what Shannon Sharpe is doing at this level. Shannon Sharpe is literally the GOAT of sports right now. There is nobody even in a – Stephen A. Smith is not even in the same category as Shannon Sharpe. Shannon Sharpe made Chad Ochocinco relevant on YouTube again. Now, I know that Chad was a part of a bunch of other shows and stuff. But as far as having his own platform and stuff like that, no, people don't even go on there for Chad. They go on there for Shannon Sharpe. That's being real. Shannon Sharpe was the most coveted free agent. His interviews with Cat Williams got Willie D out there looking like a fool. I heard Willie D did a whole live stream where he was going off on people because they didn't like his. That wasn't Willie D's fault. That was Shannon Sharpe doing such a good job interviewing Cat Williams. Shannon Sharpe is beyond a doubt. I may not agree with everything that he says, but Shannon Sharpe, with no reservation, I could say definitively, is the top sports person in the world right now. There is nobody. Maybe you could say a Pat McAfee. Maybe you can say a Pat McAfee. But amongst your peers and people like that, there ain't nobody really messing with Shannon Sharpe except for Pat McAfee. That's it. There's no way. No, I do not believe that he can do what Shannon Sharpe is doing. He could try, but I do not believe that he's even remotely in the same conversation. Nobody is in the same conversation with Shannon Sharpe right now. Nobody.
I refuse. It's like the whole point of the Cat Williams. It's like
Bob Brown says, only thing Shannon can do better is interview, and that's it, AD. No, that's not true. Shannon is better as a sports person, a debater, a person that goes back and forth. Listen, you see what happened to Undisputed after Shannon Sharpe left? They replaced him with like four other guys, and they still ain't nobody even checking for what's happening over there with Skip Bayless right now. Nobody is checking for what's happening on Undisputed with Richard Sherman and all of those guys. Nobody is with Michael Irvin. They not. Stop, Fi Brown. Stop it, bro. I mean, listen, if we just going to be objective and we going to be real, it's levels to this. Shannon Sharpe is at the top of his game, at the top of the top when it comes to content creation in that space. That's just a fact.
The whole point of the Cat Williams interview clearly flew over Shannon's head. And this, again, is why I say he can't do what I do. He can't think critically. And he can be entertaining, and I've given him credit for that. He is entertaining.
Yeah.
He's worked on his broadcasting skills, and he's created an environment where other people who don't really think critically feel comfortable coming on his show and sharing their thoughts.
See, he throwing shots. And it's valid. He can say whatever shots he want to throw because they throwing them at him. He's saying other people that don't think critically feel comfortable going on Shannon Sharpe's platform. Come on. Come on, Jason. Come on. Come on. It's sounding a little salty. It's sounding a little salty. If you're gonna be, if we gonna call you objective, because he objectively, and I think that I can't wait to break down the whole beef between him and Stephen A. tonight. But if we gonna be objective, you can't say people that can't think critically are feeling comfortable coming on this platform. Can't, you got to stop the cap. Come on, we got to be real. That's not true.
I hats off to him. I've celebrated what he's doing and how he's transitioned, how much more I enjoy it than what he did at FS1. But I've made a choice, because the things he's doing now, I think, are very easy. And Cat Williams went on Shannon Sharpe's show and basically for 3 hours explained what it is Shannon Sharpe does. And there are many people who picked up on the fact that Cat Williams was perhaps trolling or trying to send a bat signal to Shannon Sharpe. Like, hey, bro, in order to get the support from the industry, you have to be willing to sell out. You have to be willing to bend over. You have to abandon your godly beliefs. Anybody can do that.
No. No, nope, I'm not going for it. I don't listen. It's plenty of demons out here that's just full of the devil. They not rich, they not successful. Just because you sell out don't mean that you're gonna be successful. It's a whole lot of people that's running. No, I'm not going for it. On this one, objectively, I'm taking a different position. That's not true. Anybody can't do it, because if anybody could, plenty of people would. People would sell their left nut to be over in some of these positions that a lot of these people that are successful in. Nope, they can't. Nope. It still take talent. It still take a combination of things in order for you to be successful. And I don't believe that even for a second. Nope.
And Cat Williams, again, this is my interpretation and other people's interpretation, was telling Shannon, we know what you did to get here. And hats off for the work you've done and put in. This is enjoyable, but Shannon, we've all...
Man, you need some cough drops, big dog.
Sat and watched.
Every time he cough, I'll be wanting to cover for him. Like, oh, shoot. It's a lot of that.
Football player. Run around the country. Promote stuff on his Instagram and social media feeds that his
Listen, Connie, you're wrong. You're wrong. Connie says it was weird that Shannon pretended he didn't know the shady stuff going on in Hollywood when he lives there. I called Cap every time that he said that during. Look, let me tell you what makes Shannon Sharpe a great interviewer and what a lot of people that interview don't understand. What I had to learn and how I'm evolving as a person that brings people on my platform and interview them is that your job as an interviewer is to recognize that you are not the center of attention. Your job as the interviewer is to navigate around the person that's talking in order to keep them talking about the things that you want them to talk about. Whatever it is that you want them to talk about and is relevant. And so it really doesn't matter how Shannon acted. What mattered was he got the best out of Cat Williams, which is why you've seen such a huge difference between what Cat Williams was like on Willie D's platform and what he was like on Shannon Sharpe's platform. And Willie D just basically rolled the wave of what Shannon Sharpe had already created. Your job as an interviewer is to get the most out of them. So it doesn't matter what you do or what you pretend to do or whether you agree or disagree. I want them to keep talking. I want them to give all of their thoughts. And so if I have to do a little bit of pivoting, or I have to do a little bit of this, or say, man, you think so? Even if I believe it also, you are the center of attention. And so I had to learn that. I had to figure it out. I had to figure out, hey, when you interviewing, you somehow, sometimes you got to pull back. Sometimes you got to talk a little bit more because they may not feel comfortable talking about certain subjects. The goal is to make them as comfortable as possible when they talking. So it don't have nothing to do with whether he pretended not to know. It's more or less about the fact that y'all don't really understand what the goal is of the interview. And it's the person, not you. So I disagree with that, Connie. I disagree.
PFF.
And that's why I say that Jason Whitlock believes this. Even when Jason Whitlock came on my platform, the fact that I was able to get him on my platform just by him observing what it was that I was saying about him at that particular time. And then when he came on the platform, a lot of people said, well, Anton, you didn't have that same energy for him when he came on, because I realized that when he came on the platform, unscripted, unplanned, it then wasn't about me. I wasn't trying to debate Jason Whitlock. I was trying to be a conversationalist to get as much as I possibly can about him or what his thought process was about what was relevant at the time out. I was willing to put myself down in order to exalt him because he was the reason why I was trying to get him on a platform in the first place. And listen, y'all got to understand, it's not about standing 10 toes down. Even in a Fleece interview, right? My job on a Fleece interview, don't you realize, think about it. Don't y'all realize that Fleece has not been relevant? I mean, I'm just going to keep it real. Fleece has not been relevant on any other platform since he was on my platform. I was the only platform where we did well over 1 million views with Fleece Johnson. If it was that easy and he's done other interviews, how come nobody else is checking? Nobody else, he did no numbers on any other platform. Right? There is an art form to certain people. When I interview certain people and they come on our platform, sometimes our chemistry just hit and we just do it over and over and over and over again. You know, Vlad does really good interviews with Boosie. As much as I don't care for Vlad, Tony Yayo and Boosie does really well on Vlad. Because Vlad likes to insert himself into conversations where Boosie, it seems like, is not a conversationalist. Boosie is very reserved, and so he lets Vlad talk, but people are there for Boosie. But he's able to keep Boosie engaged enough to actually have a relevant conversation, whereas Boosie is more of the type of person, it seems like, where he just be high, chilling, and just giving his little opinion, and sometimes it's funny and sometimes it's not. So certain people work with certain platforms, but I think it's disingenuous for Jason Whitlock to think that he can do what Shannon Sharp does, but he's never really done it.
Out of the closet, gay, male, stylist. And we've watched y'all sit courtside at NBA games. We've watched you walk around with some little poodle or puppy like Paris Hilton. We've seen all of that. And Cat Williams was trying to say, like, hey, bro, don't take the deal. He was trying to went over Shannon Sharp's head. And someone sat on his show and explained to everybody, here's what you need to do to be super successful in this industry. Here's what you need to do to get the backing of the major media companies. The major Hollywood industry. You have to be very flexible sexuality-wise. I don't know anything about Shannon Sharpe's sexuality. I really don't. I tend to think he's heterosexual. I tend to think, based off when I used to be friendly with him and what all I know, the kind of jokes, again, Shannon Sharpe's famous joke, if you ever see me with a black woman, I'm holding her for the police. That was Shannon Sharpe. Heterosexual like white girl.
Jason Whitlock is very, very strategic. Very strategic. And sometimes I agree with him and sometimes I don't. Jason Whitlock right here is throwing individual shots, which, again, Shannon Sharp is a content creator also, and so he should be able to take it. And it's okay. But you got to be able to see it. And Jason Whitlock is very strategic with throwing individual shots in between his narrative that make it seem like, oh, no, he's just saying whatever it is that the truth is. No, that had no relevance to what Shannon Sharp said. And so him bringing that out is actually a shot. it's actually a shot. And him making sure that he said, no, listen, and you know what? And I know that he's heterosexual, even though his favorite joke is, if you ever see me with a black girl, I'm holding her for the police. Jesus Christ. Oh, God. Jason knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. He know what he's doing. Yeah, you sly dog, you Jason.
I'm not knocking it. I'm just explaining it. But I don't know where he's at in any of that. I just know the kind of signals he's letting off. When, and again, I'm not saying the guy needs to be anti-LGBTQ. I'm not saying that he has to be that. I'm not saying he can't have LGBTQ friends. But when your social media feed and part of you build into part of your public persona is that your best friend, your road dog, the guy you running around with, is an out-of-the-closet gay male stylist, you letting off signals to the puppet masters that I'm down for the play.
Come on, man. That's so cap. That's not true. That's not true. I respect a lot of people that's good at their jobs. I disagree with the idea of homosexuality based off of my own spiritual beliefs, right? But I also disagree with sleeping outside of your marriage in wedlock. They both sins to me. They're both sins. And so, but I still believe in people's humanity. So I'm not going to deny you the opportunity to be able to feed yourself and feed your family or anything like that, just because I don't necessarily agree with you based off of whatever it is that I stand for from a spiritual perspective, simply because nobody really is perfect on this earth. So come on, man. He reaching. I have never heard in my life personally anything about Shannon Sharp ever being zesty or sleeping with a man or anything like that. Come on, bro. Come on, man. Come on, Jason. Stop, bro. Stop it, man. Stop it, bro.
Take the deal. That's what Cat Williams was trying to subtly point out to you. Like, are you down for the deal? You got all the attention over here. Everybody, your show's going bonkers, and this interview now has 40 million views. Did you take the deal? And so,
hold on. You can't cough over the coffee or the tea or the drink or whatever, or the water or what you drink. Hold on, Jason. Stop. Hold on, fam. You can't do that, bro. Respectfully, you can't just hit us with that.
It's going bonkers, and this interview now has 40 million views. Did you take the deal? And so,
in a minute, I'm gonna cut this segment short, y'all.
There's, as I said yesterday, but I just want to clear it up and say it, put a little more focus on it. There's nobody with a brain and any experience in the sports TV industry that isn't well aware. There's nothing on sports television.
I'm the type of person that when people cough open in an open air like that, I'll be like, hey, man, you going to cover your mouth? I'm honest to God. When people be walking by, we could be in the mall or something, they just be like, argh! Or they just sneeze. Yes, yeah. And as in, hey, man, what's wrong with you? I believe in shaming, public shame, public shame. I believe in publicly shaming people that cough and sneeze with their mouth wide open and don't cover. You ain't even hit me with one of these. We got a problem, family. Because that should be like, that should be reflex. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, you know how when you're about to cough or sneeze, if people just do it openly, but oh no, it's just because I'm outside. No, that's because that's not what you're used to doing. If you're not doing this, man, you got a problem, big dog.
From cracking jokes to doing serious interviews, to putting together monologues, to being entertaining, funny, whatever, that I can't do.
Connie, you can't do that. Plenty of NFL players are gay. It's not out of the question. When you hire and hang with an openly zesty dude, a suspect, when you claim to be heterosexual, you can't do that. The one thing that we got to stop doing is we got to stop always trying to assume the negative. even in society, it's supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. Unless somebody has facts, unless somebody has a fact that somebody is or isn't, you can't say, but you can't say that they ain't either. You can't do that. You cannot do that. If somebody say, hey, I'm heterosexual, or I don't like this, or I ain't never been this way, you can't say, well, because they got a stylist. Now, I don't agree with them hanging around with people either, but you can't just automatically assume that they that way just because you don't care for them or just because of that. You can't do that. You can't do that.
But there are certain things I will not do. I will not violate my values. I will not promote things I don't believe in. I will not send off bat signals like, I'm down for the play. I'm flexible.
Come on, Jason.
You won't do it, bro. I could do it, but I won't do it. Anybody, and again, as Cat Williams is explaining, everybody is doing
well. All right, that's the end of that one. There's only so many coughs I can take personally. Shout out to Jason Whitlock. He knows that I actually rock with him on a lot of the different things that he talks about. But I don't agree with you on this one. I don't. I don't agree with him on this one. I think that every point that he made, he's reaching. I think that he's reaching on this one. I don't think it's necessary to respond to everybody. I think you got to be very strategic when you talk about certain things. I don't agree with what Jason Whitlock is saying right here. But that's just me being objective and saying what I really think instead of just agreeing with him because I rock with Jason Whitlock.